Please be seated and welcome once again to the White House. We are delighted to be hosting you here. It is a special privilege for the President and me to pay tribute to the friends of art and preservation in the embassies around the world. I want to especially thank Lee Annenberg for all her hard work as the chair of this organization and all of you who have worked with her over the years and some of you who are new to this effort but are bringing new energy and commitment to it. There is no doubt in the minds of anyone who is privileged to travel around the world, as the President is and as I am, that when we visit an American embassy and an American ambassador's residence, we are visiting America, and we see firsthand the results of your contributions and work. To see American art displayed, viewed, and admired, to see how we are demonstrating to people throughout the world what is best about America is very exciting to those of us who are privileged to see what you have done. I am particularly excited, having just returned from a trip to Central Europe, to know that you have decided your 10th anniversary project will be to renovate and preserve the magnificent U.S. Embassy residence in Prague. And for those who have visited that residence, you know what a beautiful facility it is. But you may not know that on the grounds, we house 11 members of the embassy and their families. So it's a very efficient use of American tax dollars as well. The generosity and commitment you make to showcasing American art abroad is especially important today when the arts in our country no longer enjoy the extent of federal funding that they deserve to have. It is essential that private donors and the private sector make clear that we do support American art and American artists, because art and the arts are a necessity, not a luxury in any society, and not in American society as we approach the 21st century. They are an essential part of democratic life, celebrating pluralism, diversity, and the common values and aspirations that all free people share. The arts provide a mirror through which we examine and define our world and ourselves. They encourage artistic expression, artistic freedom, and the channeling of creative energies, all so necessary in making our world stronger, more united, more tolerant, more free. If you have traveled in some of the countries I just visited, you know that many of the people now in power in those countries, from the Czech Republic to Hungary to Estonia, are artists. They are people who kept alive the human spirit under communism for decades. They are playwrights and filmmakers and authors and painters. They are people who understood that the human spirit could not be destroyed despite the best efforts of totalitarianism. They have now been given an opportunity to help build democracy, and the United States is certainly in a position to help that. But we here at home should also recognize the role of our own artists in keeping us free and open and diverse. So I thank you for continuing to place an American mirror around the world for so many people to view us and to view themselves at this very critical turning point in history. We are delighted to be joined by ambassadors from other countries as well as some of our ambassadors to countries, all of whom recognize the importance of the United States' presence in the world today and the role that you play in making sure that we display what is best about America. It is now my task and privilege. We were in the East Room some weeks ago, and I suddenly realized what an odd experience it is to introduce your spouse in public. And I have taken to asking people to try it when they go home. Depending upon the kind of day you have, you may find yourself saying some very interesting things. Never was my task to do this until my husband started running for president, but it is always a great privilege and an honor to introduce my husband, the President of the United States.
Thank you. Since this has now happened a number of times, I have prepared it no fewer than a dozen introductions of Hillary, and someday I'll get to do a few of them, I hope. I am delighted to see you all here. I want to thank Lee Annenberg and all the rest of you who have supported this program so strongly. I also want to say it's a thrill for me personally to see Robert Rauschenberg here again. I had the honor of presenting him the National Medal of Arts in 1993, and when I said, I saw him a minute or two ago, and he said, "You have summoned me here again." And I thought, if only the Congress were as responsive as Mr. Rauschenberg. Thank you, sir, for your generosity to the Arts and Embassies program, and I'm happy to be here to witness another example of it today. I'd like to thank Senator Bell and Chairman Gilman for being here. Mrs. Pell, thank you for coming. I'd like to thank all the ambassadors who are here, especially ambassadors to the United States from so many other countries. It's a great honor for us and for this program that so many have come here to be with us today. For 10 years, the Friends of Art and Preservation in Embassies have graced the walls of nearly 200 of our embassies with over 3,000 great works of American art. To date, you've raised over $8 million to fund projects at embassy residences all across the world. On behalf of our administration, and especially those who work in the diplomatic corps who have been daily enriched by your generosity, I want to thank you. This is a remarkable citizen achievement of which all can be justly proud. We've seen a lot of these projects, as Hillary said. She just returned from, I guess, seeing seven of our embassies on her recent trip. I never cease to be amazed, sometimes outright startled, at what I find when I walk into one of our embassies overseas and I see some new miracle of American creativity that I had never before seen. I've marveled at the precise restorations of priceless murals at our embassy in Madrid, the conservation of treasured paintings at our embassy in London. I know that I've only seen a fraction of them, and I hope I'll have a chance to see a few more in the next couple of years. I look forward to seeing more examples of these works, and I know that they've been highlighted in the book that commemorates your 10th anniversary. This has not been an easy time on the budgets of those in the Foreign Service, partly for reasons that apply to our whole budget. We have been working hard to get rid of a burdensome government deficit. We've brought it down 4 years in a row for the first time in a long time, partly because there are those who believe that our diplomatic mission should be funded at lower levels, something with which I heartily disagree, especially at the end of the Cold War. But regardless of the causes, we face significant funding challenges, and the kinds of things that you have made possible would never have been possible without your endeavors. But I'm sure you understand that in the environment of today, they are more important than ever before, by far. And I guess if I could just do anything else here, I just want you to know that it really makes a difference. I want you to believe that the power of private responsibility and public service working together that you've embodied for 10 years really makes a difference. I feel it every time I walk into an American embassy in any part of the world. And I hear so many people comment on it, who travel the world and go to our embassies, and of course those who work there and those who live in the residences are the most grateful of all. So let me again say thank you. We're delighted to have you here, and I'd like to now call Lee Annenberg to the podium. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mrs. Clinton, the Friends of Art and Preservation in Embassies are once again honored to share your White House with you. We are indeed grateful for your willingness to take time out of your busy schedule and join us in making our 10th anniversary creation such a celebration, such a memorable one. At the inception of the Friends, oh dear, a card got mixed up. I'm so sorry. I'll find it. At the inception of the Friends 10 years ago, our challenge was to collect American decorative arts and paintings to be displayed in our embassy residences. Today, we are proud of the extraordinary collection that is seen now by many, many visitors in some of our 164 embassies around the world. I now would also like to salute you, Mrs. Clinton, for your unusual idea of having revolving sculpture collections in the Jacqueline Kennedy Garden. I understand this is the fourth exhibit, and it focuses on sculpture from the northeastern section of the country. On a small scale, that might be an exciting role model for our friends to emulate in our embassies abroad. Now I would like to present to you, Mr. President, this is our very first edition of our 10th anniversary book, and we would like you to have it and look at what Lee McGrath has.
Isn't that good?
This is so good.
Now you're the wrapping paper.
Yes. Did you know they could do that into wrapping paper? You're not finished yet. We have another very special gift for you, and I'd like to ask Joe Carroll Lauder, chairman of the Friends of Arts Committee, and Ann Gunn, her co-chairman, to please come up to the platform.
Thank you, Madam Chairman, President and Mrs. Clinton, and honored guests. As the co-chairman of the Fine Arts Committee of the Friends of Art and Preservation in Embassies, it gives me great pleasure to introduce an American artist who is known throughout the world for his creative achievement. Robert Rauschenberg is an innovator in every art form. At the core of his work is the interplay of activity in different media. He is equally adept at painting, sculpture, printmaking, and the many aspects of performing arts. He has had major museum exhibitions all over the world. In addition, he has long and actively promoted respect for the qualities which mark the differences among cultures through a number of organizations which he has founded and directed. He has received many honors and prizes, including the National Medal of Arts Award presented by the President and First Lady in 1993. That award, coincidentally, was given at the same ceremony to our chairman, Lee Annenberg, and her husband, Ambassador Annenberg. We at FAPE are enormously grateful to Robert Rauschenberg for his wonderful gift to us in honor of our 10th anniversary. The lithograph he has created will hang in 50 U.S. embassy residences abroad, representing the best of America through its contemporary art. I invite Mr. Rauschenberg, Mrs. Ann Gund, our co-chairman of the Fine Arts Committee, and President and Mrs. Clinton to help me unveil his new untitled lithograph, a new gift to us. Thank you.
Thank you.
You've had more experience with this than I have.
That looked familiar, doesn't it?
Yeah. So nice.
Wonderful.
Thank you very much, Mr. Rauschenberg. I think that's a great addition for our embassies abroad, don't you?
Mm-hmm. I don't want to belabor this piece any more than it has to be with the words, because it has a big job to do already. And when I was falling asleep day before yesterday night evening, and in terror of this particular moment, and I thought of what I could say. And just as I was going unconscious, that way that you fall asleep, I thought, I'll say that this little piece of paper is just one more petal on the flower of hope and peace. And I fell asleep, and a bee bit me. In the middle of the night.
Well, we would invite all of you to join us for a reception and a receiving line in the blue room. We can't promise there will be no bees, but perhaps we'll have some other excitement for the rest of the afternoon. Thank you all for joining us today.